Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
All right, we come to you this evening, as we always do, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it on this Tuesday evening. Take you right up until 6:30, right here on The Fan. Kyrie Irving out indefinitely. What a shock. Boy, his heart's really in it this year. I mean, give me a break. Boy. He's been as good as advertised. Hey, thank God Durant's coming. That's all I got to say. I just heard Bob play Judge and the latest about how he can't get over and he won't get over. And you know what? The 2017. And I understand that this is going to go on forever. But the Yankees and the Dodgers just have to stop whining. They just have to. I mean, because the facts... The performance does not back up the story. Yes, they had an intricate sign-stealing thing in place. We know that. How much it helped, I really can't answer. I don't know. Which guys took it and which guys didn't, I don't know. But clearly it helped in some way, because otherwise why would they do it? It's just like steroids. I mean, they clearly help. Otherwise, why would you take them? But here's the problem. If the Yankees got beat in these games in Houston, if they got beat 11-10 and 9-8 and they pounded the baseball, but they couldn't get the Astros out, I'd say, you know what? The Yankees got a gripe because it clearly helped their offense. The Yankees lost those games in Houston because they couldn't hit. And what did their pitchers have? Any advantage that I know about? Did the sign stealing help their pitchers? Because the Yankees didn't hit in Houston. They lost there because they didn't hit. Game one, the Yankees lose 2-1. They get five hits in the game. 2-1. They get five hits. Brett Gardner got a hit. Judge got a hit. Castro got a hit. Bird got two hits. Remember Bird? Remember him. That's it. One run, five hits. Game two. Yankees get beat. 2-1. 2-1 again. One run, five hits. Gaudy got a hit. Didi got a hit. Castro got a hit. Hicks got a hit. Frazier got a hit. One run, five hits. So they lose the first two games, 2-1, 2-1. Okay? In games six and seven, they don't get any hits in those games either. They score one run in game six. They score no runs in game seven. The Yankees didn't hit in any of these games. They did not hit. They did nothing offensively. How are they going to win if they can't score? They scored three runs in four games in Houston. I mean, how are you going to win? I mean, that's the bottom line. I understand the Yankees, you know what? The Yankees did a good job, okay? They did a good job in the games in New York. But it was because they scored runs in New York. They scored eight runs in game three. They scored six runs in game four. They scored five runs in game five. They scored one run in game six. They scored no runs in game seven. They couldn't hit Charlie Morton. They couldn't hit McCullers. They couldn't hit Verlander. They scored no runs in these games and had no hits. I mean, if you can't get any hits in these games, how are you going to win the game? If you can't score any runs and you can't hit, how are you going to win the games? How can you complain when it was your offense that got shut down? It wasn't them pounding the baseball. They won two of those games 2-1. And the other games, they didn't need a whole lot of runs. They never needed more than two runs to win a game in Houston. They won 2-1, 2-1. Or was it 4-0 the other game? 5-0, 4-0, or 5-0? I got to look. 2-1, 2-1, 7-1, and 4-0. That's it. So the Yankees in four games in Houston score three runs. If you score three runs in four games, how can you whine about that that they're stealing signs and they're pounding your pitching? They didn't pound the pitching. Now, did they hit better in Houston than they did in New York? Yes, they did. But a lot of teams do that. Did they get help there? I'm going to assume they got some help there. But the Yankees, if you remember that series, what I took as the theme of that series was they, Yankees could hit their bullpen, and they went to Morton and McCullers, and the Yankees couldn't figure out Morton or McCullers for their life in that series. Throw in Verlander, and now you have the Yankees not scoring any runs in those games. They scored one run, one run, one run, and no runs. And that had nothing to do with the signs. That had nothing to do with anything. They lost because they couldn't hit the Astro pitching. The Yankees, you're the Yankees. Act like it. Stop whining about losing. You lost. Yes, they got an advantage. We know that. Have the Yankees ever gotten an advantage? Do the Yankees want people to whine about the fact that they used guys who used steroids in series where they won championships? Do they want to hand those back? Of course not. Nor should they have to give them back. When A-Rod knocked in 16 runs on his way to leading the Yankees to a championship. And without A-Rod, they don't win that championship in 2009. Without him, they don't get out of the first round. Without him, they don't win. We don't know if A-Rod was doing something or not. Obviously, at different times he was. So we don't know what year he was or what year he's not. But again, we know that through the years, all different Yankees have done steroids. Do we want to forget about that, or do we want to remember that? Did I hear the Yankee fans saying, let's get back to Jeffrey Mayer game? That play was absurd. You want to give that back? Or Phil Cuzzi's calls? I mean, this whining from the Yankees, this guy, you're above the Yankees. Stop. Let the Dodgers whine if they want to whine. They look bad doing it. The Yankees look bad whining about this. You're the Yankees. You got to whine about championships you didn't win. You weren't good enough. You haven't been good enough in a long time to win a championship. Go win one. You're good enough this year. Go win one. I guarantee there were other teams out there who were trying to steal signs. I guarantee the Astros weren't the only team. And I don't know what team was and what team wasn't. I don't have any idea. And did the Astros cheat? Yes. Have they been hit by it? Yeah, they've been hit by it. The players haven't been hit, but I didn't think the players should be hit. And the manager lost his job, rightly so. And the general manager lost his job, rightly so. And they were fined and they were losing draft picks, all rightly so. But the idea that the Yankees can't get over this series because of the fact they were cheated, get past it. How about playing better? Be good enough that they can't take it from you. Then you'd be considered Yankees. Stop the whining. Man, you're the Yankees. Stop whining about it already. No one's going to put a little gift wrap on a trophy and hand it to you. You didn't win it. Sorry you haven't won in a long time. Go change it. Go win. When the other teams didn't beat the Yankees, you know what? I didn't hear them whine like this. Stop whining. Let the Dodgers whine if they want to whine. They've proved they can't win a big series. They cough up everything. Every time there's a chance to win something, they cough it up. That's their problem, not the Astros. Was the Astros their problem last year? How can you score 3 runs in 4 games in Houston and whine that you got cheated? It's a bad look. Back after this. You know, when you go to Houston in that series and you score 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, and no runs in the 4 games in Houston and get 20 hits in the entire 4 games, 20 hits and no big hits, okay? You cannot make it about the fact that they were getting the signs because you lost that because you didn't hit. You hit at Yankee Stadium. You scored 8, 14, 19 runs in the 3 games in New York, and you scored 3 runs in the 4 games in Houston. Had nothing to do with their sign stealing. Had nothing to do with it. Had to do with the fact that you couldn't hit their pitching. They beat you with guys who were breaking off nasty curveballs, whether it was Morton, whether it was McCullers, whether it was Verlander. They beat you with their pitching. That's how they won that series. I'm not saying they didn't do anything, okay? So if you want to taint their World Series, more power to you. I'm not a believer in taking the trophy away because I don't think anything's gained by that. They still won it in everybody's mind. So I don't think anything happens when a championship is vacated, okay? When a player has a – when a team has a great run in the NCAA tournament and a year later they vacate that tournament because the guy signed with an agent a week before the Final Four and they take away the wins. They didn't take away the wins from basketball fans' minds and hearts. They remember the games. So it's the same thing. The series got played. We know it got played. Baseball's got to do a better job enforcing the rules. These guys cheated. I understand they cheated. But when is the cheating okay, and when is it on the line that they take away the championships? When is that the case? And if you're a Yankee who thinks that they cheated last year, then I want you to go down and ask Cole. Go right down to your teammate now and ask him if they cheated last year. Don't make the accusation in the paper. Go down. You got a guy who was in their locker room last year, who was their star last year. Go down there and say, I think you cheated last year. Now tell me you did or you didn't. Make the accusation when you got guys in the room that you're going to try and win with this year and you're making the accusation about them that from last year. As Torres just did. But enough. I mean, get a couple of hits. The Yankees didn't hit at all in those games in Houston. Which game were they supposed to win? When they scored 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, or no runs? Enough whining. Well, we'll talk about, was it cheating when the Yankees played with all those players who were on steroids? Or was it not? Or is that not cheating? Or is that okay because it was the Yankees won? Got to be somewhat consistent with this stuff. All right, let me get some calls in. David in Connecticut, what's up, David?
Mike, when did you become an apologist for the Houston Astros?
Why am I an apologist? I'm being objective.
You used to be a decent person.
Goodbye. I used to be a decent person because I'm saying something against the Yankees, so now I'm a bad person? I'm being objective here. I'm not going to get the pom-poms out here. The Yankees didn't win. You're the Yankees. Win it on the field. You're the Yankees. You're the Yankees of Ruth, DiMaggio, Mantle, Gehrig. Win it on the field. Don't whine for something you lost. Now I'm an apologist for the Astros. I don't even care. I could care less about the Astros. I care about the Yankees whining. They didn't win. They lost. Suck it up. Don't whine about it now. They didn't hit. Tell me how that Yankees scoring 3 runs in 4 games had something to do with what happened there. Get a couple of hits, you could have turned those games around. Joe and Wyckoff, what's up, Joe?
Mike, I've been listening to you for over 30 years, and I appreciate and understand all your opinions, whether they're right, whether they're wrong. I do like to listen to you. But I just want to – I know that you're short for time, so I want to – 2 things I wanted to bring up. As far as this whole thing about the stealing, it's got to stop because everybody's got a microphone in somebody's face on TV, and it's going to ruin the entire season coming up if we don't stop it. It's just got to end. If Manfred's got to do something or whatever, something's got to be done.
Hey, listen, you got to let this story run its course, Joe. It's going to run its course eventually. You got to let it run its course. These stories are, you know, just like you got tired of the steroid stories that were out there forever. How many A-Rod steroid stories were there? 1,000? 2,000? I mean, so you got to let these things run their course. They'll run their course. I know it gets tedious. There's no way around it. But the problem is, someone makes a comment, then they got to run back to the Astros for a comment. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. And listen, it's going to be big when the Astros come here. And everybody has a right to boo the Astros, jeer them, yell at them, call them cheaters. Nothing wrong with that. But the Yankees didn't win, so they've got to stop whining about they didn't win, okay? That's the part I don't like. I'm not saying the Astros didn't cheat. They did cheat. But so that's fine. But the Yankees, no one's going to give them the championship. They didn't win it. Okay, you're the Yankees.
I agree with you, Mike. I agree with you. I just want to. I
know you're tired of the story, which I understand completely. Listen, you want to get on to the baseball season. I completely understand, Joe. You're not wrong. Thanks for the call, Drew in Trenton. What's up, Drew?
Oh, hey, Mike. I really enjoyed the interview with the beat reporter. Can I ask a question about the NBA?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Great. What do you think about the buyouts after the trade deadline? I think it's kind of ridiculous that you can just let the deadline go, and all of a sudden you have all these guys changing teams. I think they kind of like baseball. Make it a hard salary deadline. I mean, I'm sorry, trade deadline, and that's it. You want to get bought out, fine, but you can't play for another team.
I agree with you. I think I totally agree with you. The process doesn't make sense. If you want to be equitable, and thanks for the call about the movement. I totally agree, and that's it. You just want to make it fair. Now, most of those teams are not in a position to be able to add, you know, very few of those teams that are any good. I mean, Houston just added a couple of players. But again, you're not going to get anything that meaningful. We know that. No one's going to let you do that. And it's not going to happen. It's not like it's going to change anything enormously. It really isn't. Okay. I mean, it's not going to be something that is overwhelming. All right, in any way. But again, I agree with you. I think you make a hard, fast deadline, and that's it. And that's basically it. That should be the deadline. I agree. Stu in Long Island, what's up, Stu?
Hey, Mike. I agree that the Yankees don't deserve the title, and you can't take it away from the Astros. That's ridiculous because the games were played and the Yankees lost. Right. However, I think one thing everybody's missing in terms of the Yankees not scoring in that, they didn't hit. But you can't assess what the Astros would have done if they didn't have the sign. You know, there's no way to assess that. So I think that...
Wait. Give it to me one more time. Give it to me one more time. What did you just say?
You can't assess what the Astros would have hit like in those series at home in 2017 in the ALCS without knowing how much effect the sign stealing had. You can't give them...
I understand, but unless the Yankees were going to win the games 1-0, they couldn't win the games. Okay? The Yankees, if they had scored a modicum of runs, if they had scored 8 or 10 runs there in 4 games, if they had scored 3 or 4 runs a game, you'd have a better argument. The Yankees scored none, 1-1-1, which means you would have had to shut the Astros out to win the game. That's right, you got to hit more than that. That's like saying that the Astros couldn't score a run on their own, which we know is ridiculous. Okay, the Astros didn't have to score a lot to win. The Yankees went to when the Yankees were in Yankee Stadium, they scored 8, 6, and 5 runs. The four games in Houston, they scored 1, 1, 1, and none. They can't complain when they don't hit. The other team, their pitchers beat them. Their hitters didn't beat them. Their pitchers beat them. So when their pitchers beat them, they can't complain about it. They just can't, because it wasn't, the pitchers didn't get any advantage. So to me, that just doesn't give you a leg to stand on. If you had hit and lost the games 10-9, you would have a nice complaint. Hey, listen, who knows what they would have scored if they weren't getting the signs. Okay, I'll buy that. But they didn't need to score a lot of runs, and they didn't score a lot of runs except for one game. They scored 7. The other games, they were down in runs scored. They scored 2-2 and won 2-1 and 2-1. The Astros pitched great against the Yankees in Houston. That's what won the series. Thanks for the call. Justin in Floral Park. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you, man?
Good.
I agree with you 1,000% about 17, but do you don't think that they were still doing it in 19?
I have no idea. Listen, Beltran wasn't there.
I understand.
Cora wasn't there. I don't know.
Very suspicious, Mike.
There's been no. Listen, if you bring evidence that they did something in 19, I'll listen to it. I have no idea.
And Mike, Chapman's laughing at the mound. You know Chapman's never laughed. He's a competitor.
Listen,
I mean, that ball went to the moon that Altuve hit.
Listen, Chapman couldn't get it. He knew what was coming. I knew what was coming. You knew what was coming. You know what? Chapman couldn't find a strike zone.
I hear you.
So the bottom line is that, you know what? To me, the guy's a great hitter. I don't know what was going on.
I want to see him do it now. I want to see him hit 320 now. If he hits 320 now, I'll give him the credit. But I think he's going to do it.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the one thing, though, Justin. And I'm the guy who got criticized in the past for knocking Altuve, okay?
Right.
Here's the thing. I went and looked. The guy had an OPS on the road that year in the regular season by 200 points.
Yeah, I know.
Well, wait a second. How does that help him in the MVP if he hit much better on the road than he did at home?
You're right, but it's very suspicious, Mike. It's just something that, you know, you don't need.
Listen, I don't know if you got evidence about. Listen, I don't have any evidence about 19, and if something went on in 19,
yeah.
You know what? I'll listen, and thanks for the call. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think this owner knew about it? Because I think he did, and I don't like this Jim Crane guy. I met him before. He's a very cocky, arrogant man. I think this guy knew what was going on.
I'll tell you this. I have no evidence that he knew. If he knew, baseball went soft on him. Thanks for the call. I don't know, but would I be shocked if he knew? I wouldn't be shocked. But I don't know that he knew. So I can't answer that. There's no way for me to answer that. The only way we'd find that out is if one of the guys who got fired gave him up. And then baseball would have had to throw the book at him. Because there was no evidence. They said there was no evidence that the owner knew. So I don't have any evidence. And like I said, I have no evidence of 19. You saw Hinch say and everybody say that there was no buzzer system. They'd never seen a buzzer system. I've never seen a buzzer system in baseball, so I don't know that they had one or didn't. I have no idea. You just heard him say that Altuve, Correa said it. Harold Reynolds said four players told him and Altuve wouldn't take the signs. So I don't know what's true and what's not true. Only thing I'm saying is this. Did the Astros cheat? Yes. You want to get on him? God bless you. Remember this. Did cheating just start now, or was there other cheating in other years that has been overlooked, like steroids? And number two, did the Yankees do anything offensively to earn a win in those games in Houston? The answer is absolutely no. And that had nothing to do with anything except their pitching prowess and their ability to get the Yankees out. If the Yankees had hit better, they could have won. That's on the Yankees. That's not on the sign stealing. Did they cheat? Yes. I completely said they did. If you want to get on their championship, you don't want to recognize their championship, so be it. But I don't think the Yankees should be whining. I think they should act like Yankees and go win it fair and square on the field. That's how Yankees should act. Yankees win enough that they should have to understand that they win when they win it on the field. Don't ask somebody to give you something. They look like they're begging. We'll see you tomorrow. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.